Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There are people that are afraid to drive in a car. There are people that are afraid to go to a big city. There are people that are afraid to get in a crowd. There's a list of phobias that stretch around the globe. Fear of cats. Fear of dogs. I mean, it goes on and on. Fear of dark places. Fear of too much light. Fear of tight places. Fear of too much space. There are people who go into full-blown panic in certain situations. Why? Why? Fear of dying. Did you hear me? Now, a lot of times people don't want to admit it. This, well, no, that's not it. It is it. It's fear of dying in some degree. Now, death is separation. Not just separation of the spirit from the body, but people are afraid that they might be separated from something that they love. Are separated from something that they desire or highly value. That's also fear of death, even though it's not physical death. Amen. Oh, but friend, if you've been delivered completely from the fear of death, then all these phobias have no hook on you, nothing to attach to. Are you listening? I know I used to teach in the healing school at Brother Hagin's ministry. And I came in one day, and sometimes in the beginning of the week, the morning sessions weren't open to the general public. So the only people that were there were people who've got serious physical problems themselves in their body. And a lot of them have been given up by medical science that there's no hope. You have to die. Some of them, they said, you should have been dead a week ago. And sometimes when you'd walk in there on a Monday morning, you could just feel fear and death in the place. Some people looking at you in desperation, you know, they've tried everything. They've exhausted all their resources. They've spent their money. They've done every operation. They've taken every medicine. And there is no hope. There is no help. And people looking at you in desperation, can you do something? Please, can you help me? And the fear is there. Fear of what? Fear of death. Fear of death does what? Makes you subject to bondage. It's bondage. It's sad that people are shut up in their house, can't even get out. Afraid this might happen. Afraid that might happen. They're in bondage. It's like they're in jail, in their own house, in their own marriage, in their own life, in their own business, in their own ministry. This thing is so big. Preachers are this way. I've had ministers tell me they're bent up. They're tied up. I've spent large amounts of time talking to folk and praying with folk and ministering with folk. They're afraid to preach what they want to preach in their own church. If I preach that, half the crowd's liable to leave. Well, if I teach that, my biggest financial supporters are liable to go. What are they afraid of? It's death, but not just physical death. Death means separation and loss. They're afraid they're going to lose something. And that fear makes you subject to bondage. They're a prisoner in their own church. I'm glad to report to you that is not the case here today. No. I'm not going to stand before anybody here at the judgment seat of Christ. I'm not going to give an account to any of you guys. Right? But to the Lord. I want to be your friend. I want you to be my friend. I'd suit me good if you liked me. But I'm not going to turn into a politician. Did you hear me? And I'm not going to let what I feel or what I see or hear dictate what we do here in teaching and preaching, because I must stand before Him and I must give an account before Him. Right? Well, you must also. for your areas of life. So you best not be governing your life by the fear of man. Right? You best not. Life is too short. It'll be soon and very soon that you and I are standing before the Lord giving an account of what we've done in our body in this life. If you're living your life by fear, you're not being led by the Spirit. The enemy is leading you and guiding you and directing you. If you're led by fear, you're led by the devil. Did you hear me now? And it's bondage. I said it's bondage. It's freedom. When you are free from all fear and you can go anywhere, do anything with anybody. Hallelujah. Just do whatever the Lord directs you to do and not be afraid. Let Him figure it out. Right? I said let Him figure it out. Fear of death. Death is where fear gets its strength. Fear is the foundation of fear and the root of fear. Death. He said that Jesus through death destroyed him that had the power of death, that he might what? So he could deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Did he do it?
Yes.
Have you been delivered?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Have you been delivered?
Yes.
Have you been delivered?
Yes.
From the fear of death?
Yes.
Then no more bondage. No more bondage. No more bondage. We could just shout right here and be happy. Glory to God. You're holding a place, aren't you? Where is it? Well, go there then. John 14. Oh, thank you, Lord. The Lord's helping us. I'm telling you, we are getting free from every phobia. Now, fear is like faith in some ways. In some ways, it's completely the opposite. But there, just like there are different degrees of faith, there are different degrees of fear. I mean, you can be partially persuaded or you can be fully persuaded.
Amen.
Right? Jesus talked about people that had little faith and then people that had great faith. There are different degrees. Same thing is true with fear. There's fear of something, but then you got to, a lot of people don't recognize dread is a measure of fear.
Right.
Dread. It can be a light thing. You just dread going there. You just dread doing it. That ought to have no place in your life. Man, you ought to treat that like the very work of the enemy that it is. Do not allow yourself to go on day after day and week after week with any degree of dread. All the way from a little light, slight dread, all the way to full-blown panic and terror. All of it in between is fear. And the Christian has no right with it. The child of God that's been delivered ought not have any panic or terror or fear. Or dread.
Amen.
Now I know as I'm saying this, all of you have experienced some of this.
Yes, sir.
And so have I. But that don't change the Bible.
Amen.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Don't you be concerned about it. Fear not.
Yeah.
Don't fear. Fear not. Because we're going to get into how it works. And how, we're just beginning in it today. How to get that out of you. You might say, well, Brother Keith, I agree with you. I see that. And I know I'm not supposed to have that dread in me, but what do I do? Well, you're at the right place. I'm glad you asked. John 14. John 14. Are you with us so far? Do you believe that Jesus destroyed him that had the power of death?
Yes.
Do you believe we've been delivered
yes.
from the fear of death?
Yes.
Yes. And therefore should be bondage free. In John chapter 14 and verse 27. John 14, 27. What does it say?
Peace.
Jesus said what?
Peace.
Peace. Does that sound like fear?
No.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Did he give it to us?
Yes.
Did you receive it?
Yes.
Then it's your peace now.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Not as the world giveth, give I to you. How many know you can't find this peace in the world?
Amen.
There's no secular book or writing, no therapist, no drug.
None.
You can't find it in a bottle. You can't find it in a syringe. You can't snort it. You can't swallow it. But Jesus already gave it to you.
Yeah.
His peace.
Yes.
How many believe Jesus lived in dread?
No.
Can you picture him having a panic attack?
No.
Huh?
No.
No. He was completely fearless.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
He faced demons with no fear. He faced men with no fear. He faced storms and disease. Didn't make any difference what it was. He'd look right square at it and say, shut up and leave. Peace be still.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
No fear.
No fear.
No fear. He walked in the peace that passes understanding. Now down here, he said in the world, you're going to have some tribulation, didn't he?
Yeah.
He said, but what? Be of good cheer, be of good comfort. I have overcome the world. How did he do it? He had this amazing peace of God. And as he's leaving, he said, I'm going to leave something with you that has really helped me out while I was here on the planet. It's my peace. My peace. Can you walk in peace as Jesus did?
Yes,
you have the peace he walked in. It's been given to you. You have it. Now keep reading though. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Amen.
Read that last sentence out loud with me, friends. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Who's the understood subject of this sentence? You. You are to what? You are not to let your heart be troubled. You are not to let your heart be afraid. Who is not to let it be afraid? You are not to let your heart be troubled.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Fear Displaced, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803B. That's R803B. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.